诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。我们一起祷告。爱我们的父神，我们感谢你再次带领到我们面前来敬拜你。
Our loving God, we thank you for bringing us in front of you to praise you and worship.
求主你的圣灵开启我们的眼睛，让我们来了解主你圣经里面话语奥义话语中的奥秘。
We pray that your Spirit open up our eyes so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.首先我们来看使徒保罗的背景，他是正统的犹太人。
First, let's take a look at the background of Apostle Paul. He was an Orthodox Jew.
他是法利赛人，是当时犹太教里面的宗教领袖之一。
He was also a Pharisee and one of the religious leaders in among the Jewish.
他的教育呢，在《使徒行传》第五章三十四节说：“啊，可是他们中间有一个法利赛人，名叫加马列，是一个受人尊敬的法律教师。”
And regarding his education background, the scripture tells us in Acts 5:34, but a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people.
使徒行传二十二章第三节说，使徒保罗说，我是犹太人，出生基利家的大树，却在耶路撒冷长大，受教于加马列门下，接受过祖先一切法律严格的训练，热心侍奉神，跟今天在场的各位一样。
And then in 22:3, Apostle Paul himself says, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today.
从以上这两节的经文里面呢，我们知道使徒保罗是在犹太人当中一位非常著名的学者法律教师，叫做加马列，严格的训练出来的一位法律学者，他是著名的法律教师，加马列的高祖。
So from these two places, we see that Paul, he came out of the Jewish, and he was trained under a really well-known scholar and teacher of the law, Gamaliel, and he was one of his top students.
保罗原本他的名字叫扫罗。是一位逼迫基督徒的人。
And Paul used to go by Saul. He was one who persecuted the Christians.
当他从耶路撒冷要往大马色的途中要去逼迫基督徒的时候，耶稣基督的脸向他显现。
But on his way to Damascus from Jerusalem, on his way to persecute the Christians, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, show himself to him.
因此他归向耶稣基督，成为耶稣基督的使徒。
And then he turned to Jesus Christ and became a follower of Jesus Christ.
所以意思就是，使徒保罗在属灵的经验上面，曾经与主相遇。
So here it tells us that Apostle Paul, on his journey, his spiritual journey, he encountered the Lord.
哥林多后书十二章第二到第四节，使徒保罗来分享他的属灵的经验。他说：“我知道有一位基督徒，他在十四年前被提到天上最高的一层。我不知道是他的身体上去，还是他得了异象只有神知道。我在说这个人被提到乐园。”是他的身体上去，还是得了异象？我也不知道，只有神知道。在那里，他听见了不能用言语表达，也不能用口舌描述的事。
Then further on in 2 Corinthians 12:2-4, Apostle Paul shared that I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell.
这些经文是使徒保罗用第三者的这一种的描写说法来指着自己来描写他在属灵的经验上呢与神这么的亲近这么的亲密的关系。
And from here, Apostle Paul was actually describing himself from the third person perspective on how such a close encounter he had with God.
我们也在使徒行传十六章第九节说当天晚上保罗得了一个异象，在异象中，他看见一个马其顿人站着，恳求他说：“请你到马其顿来帮助我们。”
And then Acts 16:9, during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
意思就是使徒保罗是一个有异象的人。
Means that Apostle Paul is someone with vision.
他将耶稣基督的福音从小亚细亚，就是属于亚洲，马其顿是属于欧洲。他将福音从亚洲传到欧洲。
It showed that Apostle Paul he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ from Asia Minor to Macedonia and Europe. So from Asia to Europe.
在哥林多后书十一章二十三到二十八节当中来提到使徒保罗为了传福音的缘故遭受到诸般的患难。
Then we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11:23-28 talks about how all the different difficulties that Paul encountered.
使徒保罗在传福音的过程当中遭受许多的劳苦下到监狱里面被打遇到生命的危险等等这些事。
And on his way to spread, on his journey to spread the word, he suffered greatly. He was imprisoned, he was beaten, he was in danger of his life.
这些就是告诉我们说使徒保罗呢为主的劳苦与付出是没有人能够跟他相比。
It shows that all the effort and suffering that he put up for the Lord, no one could compare to him.
所以我们另外要知道，新约圣经里面一半，差不多一半是使徒保罗所写的。
And we know that almost half of the New Testament Bible was written by Apostle Paul.
我们从以上这些提到使徒保罗的事呢，知道他是一位对神的律法、对神的真理。非常有研究的人。
And from all these things, we learn that Apostle Paul is someone who studied greatly God's law and also the truth about God.
他有非常深入的信仰的体验。
And he has a very in-depth experience, a religious experience.
他从神得到灵感启示，写了约一半的新约圣经。
And he received inspiration and revelation from the Lord and wrote almost half of the New Testament Bible.
他有非常深入的神学。
And he has a very deep understanding of theology.
他是一位有意向的人，并充满着热忱的人。
He was someone who was full of vision and also compassion.
他甘愿为福音的缘故来受苦，来付出最大的代价，甚至最后他殉教。
And for the purpose of the gospel, he was willing to put up the greatest price and even dying for the Lord.
使徒保罗有这么丰富的属灵的经验，并且对神有这么深入的了解，他如何的来了解有关信仰的事呢
？So we see that Apostle Paul is someone who had such great, rich spiritual experience, also such a deep understanding of the Lord. So how does he explain about religion?
他对在属灵的生活上面认为哪些事是最重要的呢
？So what did he see as the most important things in our spiritual lives？
所以我们从今天所读的经文里面来看，三个重要的属灵的恩赐。
So then from 1 Corinthians, we're going to see the three important things, spiritual gifts that Paul listed.
使徒保罗认为说在属灵上三样最重要的恩赐，其实就是在今天所读的经文哥林多前书十三章十三节里面已经给我们答案了，就是信。
And we see that the answer is already described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13. The first one is faith.
第一这个信十三章十三节说，如今长存的有信，有望，有爱，其中最大的是爱。
The verse reads, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love."
圣经告诉我们，信心是神所赐给我们的恩赐。
And the Scripture tells us that faith is also one of the gift from Lord.
以弗所书第二章八到九节说，你们是靠神的恩典凭信心而得救的，这不是出于你们自己的行为，而是神所赐的，既然不是靠行为，你们就没有什么好夸口的。
In Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 9 tells us, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works so that no one can boast."
信心是神所赐给我们的，而不是出于我们自己的行为。
And our faith comes from God, it did not come out from our work.
所以我们只有信心来信靠神，其实那个信心是神赐给我们的。
Because the faith that we have to trust in God, that faith actually came from God, not from us.
因此我们不能夸口，这是因为我们的努力，因此我们来信靠神。
So we can,
是这样，是神的恩典。
So we can never boast that it is because of our own efforts that we come to trust the Lord.
有关信心，哥林多前书十三章八到九节，这么说，讲道的才能是暂时的，讲言语的恩赐总有一天会终止，知识也会成为过去，因为我们的知识和讲道的恩赐都是有限的。
Regarding faith in the same chapter verses 8-9, "But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass by. For we know in part, and we prophesy."
以上这一段经文就是提到有关信心的事。
And all these scriptures talks about faith.
这些包括讲道。罗马书第十三十四节说，可是他们没有信，可是他们没有信他，怎能呼求他呢？没有听，怎能信呢？没有传，怎能听呢？
Regarding preaching, Romans 10:14, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?"
意思就是一个人要能够来信才能够来求告主，但是如果没有人来传讲信息，人们就不能够来听到福音，如果没有机会来听到福音，人们也不能够来相信。
It's telling us that before we ask the Lord, one must be able to trust. But without someone preaching the message, people cannot hear the gospel. And without hearing the gospel, people cannot believe.
所以传讲信息虽然是重要，但是讲道的恩赐也是有限的。
And even how important preaching the message is, the gift of preaching is also limited.
有关讲言语这是属灵上一种跟神的亲近的一种的经历，但是这种的恩赐有一天也会终止。
Regarding speaking in tongues, this is also a really close spiritual experience with the Lord. But one day, this experience will also stop.
有关知识，在知识上对神的了解因此来帮助我们信心的增长，但是知识也有限，我们也不能够完全来认识神。
And then regarding our knowledge, it helps us to grow our faith in the Lord. But our knowledge is also limited, and we cannot completely understand the Lord.
所以当然我们盼望借着讲道、讲言语、知识等等不同的方式的努力来帮助我们对神的信心。
So we hope that through all these methods, preaching, speaking in tongues, gaining knowledge, all these things to help us grow our faith in the Lord.
因此我们能够对神有更清楚的认识，更深的体验。
So that we could have deeper understanding and also deeper experience.
但是这一位啊，在属灵上这么的丰富啊，对神有这么深入的了解的保罗呢，他说我们对神的信心是有限的。
But even for someone like Paul, who has such a rich spiritual experience and understanding of the Lord, he said that our understanding of the Lord is still limited.
保罗比喻我们对神的认识、对神的了解，就好像啊小孩子与已经长到了成人相比较的时候，显得那么的幼稚、不成熟。
Paul describes our understanding of the Lord as like a child, that we're immature compared to the grown-ups.
我们对神的了解认识是不完全以及有限。
And our understanding is it's only in part and also quite limited.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章十二节说，我们如今仿佛对镜子观看，模糊不清。
And that's why in verse 13-12 it says that for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror.
使徒保罗提到镜子，这个镜子是指古代的铜镜，金属磨亮作为镜子，照起来模糊不清。
This mirror is actually a bronze mirror, polished, and also that's why it's blurry.
现代的镜子与古代的铜镜不同，照起来非常清楚。
And the modern day mirrors are quite different from the bronze mirrors that they had in the past.
保罗说，我们对神的信仰就好像对着古代的铜镜在观看一样，模糊不清。
And Paul says that our belief in the Lord is almost like looking at the bronze mirror, it's blurry.
所以哥林多前书十三章十二节说，我们现在对上帝的认识不完全，将来就会完全，正像上帝完全认识我一样。
In the second part of verse 12, then it says that now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
那既然我们对神的认识像保罗所说就像小孩子一般那么的幼稚不成熟像对着古镜在观看一样的模糊不清我们对神的认识都不完全。
So, just like looking at the bronze mirror, our knowledge in the Lord, just like Paul said, it's like looking at a bronze mirror, it's so immature and childish, it's all blurry.And our knowledge in the Lord is imperfect.
那我们可以了解认识神到什么程度呢？
So to what extent can we actually get to know and understand Him?
我们感谢神借着神的默示的圣经能够来认识了解他就是一位创造宇宙万物的造物者上帝。
And we thank God that through the scripture that God inspired himself that we could get to understand and know him as a creator of the universe and people.
知道我们与神之间的关系并且知道神道成肉身借着耶稣基督到世界上来爱我们甚至来替我们世人来赎罪。
And we can know the relationship between us and God and also that he took the form of flesh.To this world to love us and to die for our sins.
我们可以清楚地来了解神借着耶稣基督带给我们世人这个救赎的福音。
And we could clearly understand that through Jesus Christ, the grace of salvation from the Lord.
当然我们要努力去认识神与他的真理这就是我们敬拜查经主入学团契聚会等等这些的重要。
But we still need to do our best to further understand God's truth. And this is the importance of praise and worship, Bible study, Sunday school, fellowship gatherings, and so on.
但是我们了解神的真理是绝对的，它是完全的，但是我们知道我们是不完全，我们是有限的。
We understand that God's truth is absolute, He is perfect. But we also know that we're imperfect and we're limited.
因此我们不能够完全的来认识神，我们对神的真理也不可能完全的了解，我们不能完全明白神的旨意与作为。
And because of our imperfections, we cannot fully understand God's truth and also His will and His doings.
罗马书十一章三十三节说，神的恩典是多么丰富，他的智慧和知识是多么深奥，谁能解释他的断绝，谁能探测他的道路。
Romans 11:33 describes, Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable His judgment and His path beyond tracing out.
神是如此深奥的神，因此我们不能够说我们完全明白了神的真理以及他的作为。
And God is so profound that we cannot say that we completely understand His truth and His work.
因此我们不能够将我们个人的信仰体验绝对化。
And because of this, we cannot see our own personal experience as absolutes.
我们不能够来期待别人也应该跟我们同样的体验。我们不能够说别人没有跟我们一样的体验，他就错了。
And we can't expect everyone else to have the same religious experience as us. We can't say that they're wrong because they experience something different.
我们都很想明白圣经，甚至在这个时代，有很多圣经的版本，我们希望能够参考各种不同的版本来对圣经有更清楚的了解。
And we all try to understand the Bible, and we even look at different versions of the Bible to help us more.
有一件讽刺的事，就是约翰卫克里夫，当人们将他的这个信仰绝对化的时候，这个 John Wycliffe 他因为翻译圣经被处死刑。
And there's something that's quite ironic. So John Wycliffe, he was actually sentenced to death because of his translation of the Bible. He died by fire and his ashes were spread by the river.
当人们将信仰绝对化的时候，以为他们只有神之绝对的真理的时候，就可能造成宗教的迫害这种行为出来。
When people consider their beliefs as absolutes, then they'll do things to persecute people in the name of religion.
就像 John Wycliffe, 他翻译圣经被处死。
And just like John Wycliffe, how he was sentenced to death because he translated the Bible.
巴士家法国的哲学家、数学家以及物理学家在350年以前，他这么的说：当人们从宗教的确信去作恶的时候，你从未曾看到他们做得如此的彻底与畅快。
Blaise Pascal, he was a French philosopher, mathematician, and physicist. And 350 years ago, he said,Men never do evil so completely and cheerfully as when they do it from religious convictions.
我们也从现代的回教的极端分子的作为看到了他们持着宗教的确信，认为他们的宗教与其他的宗教的信念不同，其他的宗教的这些的信念都是该死。
And today we also see from the Muslim, this Islamic extremists and how they hold such deep assurance of their own belief that they see other religions and also people with other beliefs as people who deserve to die.
我们在信仰的生活上，也应该经常的以谦卑的态度来彼此尊重不同的信仰的体验。
But in our spiritual lives, we should hold a humble attitude and respect other beliefs, other spiritual experiences.
我们甚至也应当以彼此尊重的态度来尊重其他不同的宗教的信仰。
And also hold the same attitude and respect all the other religions.
在历史上许多不同的宗教的信仰的逼迫。
So in the history, there are many persecutions in the name of religion.
非基督徒杀害基督徒。
And non-Christians persecuted Christians.
基督徒杀害非基督徒。
Also Christians, they slaughtered non-Christians.
天主教徒杀害新教徒。
And Catholics, they slaughtered the Protestants.
新教徒杀害天主教徒。
And vice versa, the Protestants also slaughtered the Catholics.
在1572年7月9号，在荷兰的Brill城，新教徒将19个天主教徒的神职人员把他们吊死。
And in 1572, on July 9th, in the town of Brio in Holland, there were 19 folks and 19 Catholics. They were lynched to death by the Protestants.
我们在历史上看到许多不同信仰的形态，或是不同的宗教。彼此不能够尊重容忍这是多么的不幸与可惜。
In history, we see many, many instances of different faith being persecuted. They couldn't respect and tolerate each other. And this is such a regrettable tragedy.
我们很感谢主，看到我们当中许多弟兄姐妹来自不同的宗教的背景。
We thank God that among us we see all different brothers and sisters from different religious backgrounds.
许多的兄弟已经成为基督徒，或者是在慕道之中，但是家人还是在信奉民间宗教的信仰。
Many of us are here already are Christians and also in the process of seeking, but our family they still practice the folk religions.
我们对不同的宗教信仰，首先必须彼此的尊重容忍，我们才能够继续的活出耶稣基督爱的见证。
But first, we need to hold respect and tolerance for other religious beliefs, and this is how we can live out the loving testimony for Christ.
我觉得一个学者 Udin Ricker 他对不同宗教的信仰应当彼此的尊重。
And I think that Udin Brenner, he has a really good statement about how to respect and tolerate different religious beliefs.
他说，有时我们持着错误的想法，以为容忍就是同意。
And he said, sometimes we get the mistaken notion that to tolerate means to accede.
我们以为，除非我们热烈的公开指责一些事，不然的话，我们就被视为专心一意的同意。
We believe that unless we denounce something vehemently, we may seem as agreeing wholeheartedly.
然而，实行宗教的容忍，不表示我们必须放弃我们自己的信仰。
Yet practicing religious tolerance doesn't mean that we have to give out our own faith.
不表示我们必须去相信所有的宗教都是可以互相交换的。
And it doesn't mean that we have to believe that all religions are interchangeable.
这更不表示我们必须假装有时彼此都没什么不同。
It doesn't mean that we have to pretend there are no differences.
宗教的容忍 表示我们以尊重对待其他的人的信仰。
Religious tolerance means that we treat other people's beliefs with respect.
这并不是因为我们认为他们是对的，甚至我们以为他们是合理的。
Not because we believe they're right or even because we think they're reasonable.
而是因为如果不这样做的话，将是不慈悲，没有慈悲的人的作为。
But because to do anything less would be uncharitable.
所以我们从这些来知道，在普通信仰当中，我们应当彼此的容忍与尊重，再加上我们在神在我们身上耶稣基督的爱积极的见证的当中去活出美好的见证出来。
Which tells us that we need to learn to tolerate other different religious beliefs, and that through the love of Jesus Christ, we can live out His testimony.
我们从神得着信心的恩赐，使我们能够来认识神，来亲近神。
And because of the spiritual gift of faith from the Lord, we could get to know Him and be close to Him.
我们因着信耶稣基督，来得着神所赐给我们救赎的恩典。
And because of our faith in the Lord, we can receive the grace of salvation through Jesus Christ.
神是我们的创造者，我们是被造的，我们有被造的这种的有限，不能够完全的去了解他的创造者。
And God is our creator, and we're the created. The limited creator cannot fully understand their creator.
当我们结束在这个世上的生命，到神那里的时候，就能够清楚的明白神。
And when we reach the conclusion of our life in this world, then we can fully know God, when we see God.
所以使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章十二节说：“我们现在所看见的是间接从镜子里面看见的影像。”如古就是好像古镜模糊不清将来就会面对面看得清清楚楚我们现在对上帝的认识不完全将来就会完全正像上帝完全认识我一样
And then again in 1 Corinthians 13:12 For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror Then we shall see face to faceNow I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I'm fully known.
重要的属灵的恩赐，第二就是盼望。信心与盼望是直接的关系。
The second important spiritual gift is hope. And faith and hope has a direct relationship.
信心带给人盼望。
And faith brings people hope.
信心把我们带回到神的面前。
And faith returns us in front of the Lord.
我们世人本是神所创造的，因为罪的缘故，跟神的关系断绝了。
Originally, we're all God creations, but because of sin, we cut off that relationship.
耶稣基督担当了我们所应当承受罪的惩罚。
But Jesus Christ took upon himself the punishments originally for us.
耶稣为了我们世界上的人的缘故走上了十字架的道路替人赎罪。
And because he loved us so much that he took the path of the cross for our salvation.
因此我们能够跟神恢复了正常和好的关系。
So that we can restore our relationship with God.
耶稣基督直接把我们带到神永恒的国度里面。
Jesus Christ directly took us into the eternal kingdom of God.
约翰福音十四章第二到第三节，耶稣说：“在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们的。我去原是为你们预备地方。我若去为你们预备地方。”就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
In John 14:2-3, Jesus said, My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am.
耶稣到父那里去为我们预备地方，那个地方就是天堂。
And Jesus went to the place of God to prepare for us, and that place is heaven.
天堂的盼望带给我们三件事。
And hope in heaven brings us three important things.
第一就是肯定我们的价值。
The first is to affirm our value.
神是永恒的，我们的灵魂也是永恒的。
God is eternal, and our spirits are eternal as well.
神愿意永远永恒的跟我们在一起。
God is willing to be with us forever.
所以我们对神是何等的宝贵。
So how precious are we to the Lord?
神是多么的爱我。
And how much He loves us.
第二就是。我们以不同的眼光看世界。
And second is that we look at the world with a different perspective.
神造我们活在这个世界，我们尽我们的本分啊，去发挥神所赐给我们各种不同的恩赐才能来荣耀他。
God created us and allowed us to live in this world so that we do our best to fulfill our potentials to glorify Him.
并且我们知道这个世界并不是我们永远的住处。我们知道主耶稣基督已经为我们预备一个永远的住处。
We know that this world is not our forever home, and we know that Jesus already went to prepare that eternal place.
第三就是一个兴奋的期待。
And third is anticipation with excitement.
虽然我们还没有去过天堂，我们不能够完全的清楚来了解，但是我们相信，主耶稣基督为我们所预备的地方，那是最好的。
And even though we haven't gone to heaven yet, we cannot quite understand, but we deeply believe that the Lord is preparing the best for us.
因为我们现在受时空的限制。没有办法完全的来了解永恒的天堂是如何。
Because currently we're limited by space time, so we cannot fully understand what an eternal heaven looks like.
我们现在是活在罪与痛苦的世界里面，不能了解完全没有这些情况的天堂是如何。
And now we're living in the world of sin and suffering, so we cannot fully understand what is it like in heaven that lacks all these things.
我们期待着神最终所为我们预备天堂的地方。
We anticipate that at the end of the heaven that God is preparing for us.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第二章第九节说，如经上所记。神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
1 Corinthians 2:9, Apostle Paul says, However, as is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him.
我们也可以来说这是描写甚至在将来天堂那一种情况就是像使徒保罗在这里所描写的。
And we could imagine what it's going to be like in heaven just as what this scripture verse is telling us.
最后属灵重要的恩赐爱。
And finally, the most important spiritual gift is love.
再回到哥林多前书十二章三十一节说可是你们要追求那更重要的恩赐，我现在要指示你们那至上的道路。
I'm going back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians 12:31. Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, and yet I will show you the most excellent way.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章最后的一个经节，就是31节，告诉我们要追求那更重要的恩赐。接着就是哥林多前书13章， 他谈论到爱。
In the very last verse of chapter 12, Apostle Paul says that we have to desire the greater gifts. And then in the following chapter, in chapter 13, he talks about love.
哥林多前书十三章十三节最后一节就说，然而信心、盼望和爱这三样是永存的，而其中最重要的是爱。
Then 13:13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
在旧约与新约这一段期间，有很多的犹太教的宗教人士认为犹太人过去之被巴比伦帝国灭亡，被掳到巴比伦，以及在当时他们受罗马帝国的统治，乃是因为他们没有遵守摩西的法律，因此他们受处罚。
In the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, many of the spiritual leaders among the Jews, they thought that the reason that they were conquered by the Babylonians and also ruled by the Romans is because they did not follow the laws of Moses, and this was a punishment.
从这个观点，他们认为如果有足够的人来遵守摩西的律法，特别是守安息日，这样的话，神必将差遣弥赛亚，就是救世主来到这个世上来建立神的国度，使以色列在列国当中再次恢复像以前那样的兴盛。
So from this perspective, they thought that if they strictly adhere to the laws of Moses, especially respecting the Sabbath, then God will send Messiah to this world to build his kingdom and restore the glory days of Israel.
因此犹太人的宗教领袖他们就开始来制定一些的规条让人来遵守，后来规条越定越多，甚至成为人的一种许多人的负担重担。
So because of this, all the Jewish religious leaders started setting up really strict rules for people to follow, but more and more that it grew, it became more of a people's burden.
所以耶稣指责当时的宗教领袖，在马太福音二十三章第四节说，他们捆扎难背的重担搁在别人的肩膀上，自己却不肯动一根指头去减轻他们的负担。
And this was exactly why Jesus rebuked those religious leaders in Matthew 23:4 and said, they tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
在马太福音二十二章记载，有一位法律教师要来陷害耶稣，来问他，马太福音22:37-39，耶稣说，你要以全部的心智、情感和理智爱主你的上帝，这是第一条最重要的诫命。第二条也一样重要，你要爱邻人像爱自己一样。
So in Matthew 22, it describes a Pharisee who tried to set a trap for Jesus and asked Jesus which teaching in the Moses law is the most important. And Jesus responded in Matthew 22:37-39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
另外在马可与路加福音里面，耶稣同样将摩西的律法总结为爱神与爱人。
And also in the Gospels of Mark and Luke, Jesus also used the same teachings and summarized that the laws of Moses is to love God and love people.
所以最终就是爱。
So ultimately, it's love.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书也是一样，在所有一切属灵的恩赐当中，爱是最重要。
And in 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul also agrees that among all the spiritual gifts, love is the most important.
如果没有爱，其他的恩赐才能多么的棒，都没有益处。
Without love, doesn't matter how great your talents are in other areas, they're all worthless.
爱是一切属灵恩赐中最重要的。
And love is the most important one among all the spiritual gifts.
爱是一切信仰的基础。
And love is the foundation of faith.
没有爱，再高深的神学，多么大的信心都没有用。
Without love, doesn't matter how deep your theology understanding, how great your faith is.
我们不可忘记了，这是最重要的基础。
We cannot forget that this is the most important foundation.
日子过得很快，我们的女儿已经大学毕业好几年，现在已经两个小孩了。
Time surely.Flew by pass. Our daughter is now graduated from college and now a mother of two children.
记得十七年前，她申请伊利诺伊香槟大学的音乐系啊的时候啊，最后数科的考试啊，我们带她去考试。
I remember 17 years ago when she was applying for the music major department in Champaign. She needed a technical entrance exam, and we took her to the exam.
当他进到寝室以后，我们坐在走廊的椅子那边等待，我们可以听到他在这个寝室里面所弹的那些他的拿手的曲子。
She went into the piano room by herself, and we were waiting outside the lobby, and we could hear the piece that she was very good at.
你知道吗？在最后考试，教授叫他弹一首曲子，名称叫做《Happy Birthday》。
But do you know, at the end of the exam, the professor asked her to play a piece. They asked her to play Happy Birthday.
我觉得很惊奇，大学的音乐系的入学考试是弹《Happy Birthday》这个曲子。
I was really amazed that the entrance exam, they asked her to play Happy Birthday.
我想了一下之后觉得，嘿，有道理。
And after some thought, I thought it actually makes a lot of sense.
一般的学生试着努力去弹一些大的曲子。
And typically, people all work really hard, try to play all these grand pieces.
他们去弹一些复杂的曲子。
And play all these complicated pieces.
但是一般最基本的曲子却不会弹。
But do they know how to play the basic ones?
他们是否知道一些最困难的曲子，却是忽略了，去忘记了那些最基本的呢？
Do they only know these tough, complicated pieces, but overlook the basic important things?
如果有人想要到香槟去考音乐系的时候，我已经透露了一个考古题了。
So if you're interested in joining the music major department in Champaign, this is a good tip for you already.
就像大学的音乐系考试，考官想要知道学生是否知道那最基本的。
Just like the examination committee wanted to know if the students, if they knew the basic stuff.
同样，使徒保罗懂得那么高深的神学，他在信仰上曾经经历被提到那个最高一层的天上与主相遇。
And in the same way, Apostle Paul was someone with such a deep understanding of theology, and he was brought up to the third heaven, as described in 2 Corinthians.
然而在所有一切的信仰的生活上，在哥林多前书十三章里，他回到了信仰最基础的就是爱。
But then in all different aspects of spiritual life, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he returned to the most basic foundation of faith, which is love.
哥林多前书十三章十三节说，如今长存的有信，有望，有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你， 创造我们人类，并爱我们，借着耶稣到世上来为我们罪来死。
Our loving God, we thank you that you created us and you love us so much that you sent Jesus Christ to this world to die for our sins.
为我们来复活，让我们知道你是一位活活的救主。
And that you resurrected for us so that we know you're a living God.
求主也让我们在每天的生活上来活出你的爱的见证。
And please help us live out the testimony of your love in our everyday lives.
求主你让我们圣路易教会在我们所住的这圣路易的大地区里面能够为主你的爱来做美好的见证。
We pray that our church at TPC, we could really carry out a loving testimony in this great St. Louis metropolitan area.
求主你借着我们教会弟兄姐妹大家彼此的相爱借着我们传福音的负担来跟我们许多的亲人朋友来分享主你的爱。
We pray that through the love that we have for each other here, and also through the calling to spread the word, that we help our family and friends to and share with them the gospel.
在我们肢体当中你来呼召琼君、巧君他的母亲回到主你的地方享受永远的安息，求主你的灵继续来安慰在众亲人的上面。
We know among us that you've called the mother of sisters Joanna and Julian to return to you. We pray for your peace and comfort on the family.
我们教会正在寻找一位儿童事工的主任，求主你也继续带领让我们能够来得着一位和主你心意的同工，在主你面前一起来服侍。
We also lift up our continual search of a children's ministry director, and we pray that this person will be within your will.
在圣路易地区也许多地方大水，求主你也继续保守带领许多这些受灾的灾民。
We also pray for the flooded areas in St. Louis and pray for those the affected families.
在我们弟兄姐妹当中有人遇到特别的难处求主你亲自的看顾。
We also pray for those among us who are facing struggles right now. Pray for your extra guidance.
并将主你的恩典平安赐给我们每个人。
And pray for your peace to be blessed upon each of us.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.